Reactivators, our podcast, Liberty, Democracy, our way of life.
I'm Mr. X.
Haha, sound familiar? But good podcasts don't come free. Prove that you have the strength to be free. Join the Reactivators. Listen to exotic new episodes. Become a listener. Become a legend. Become a Reactivators. I'm your host, the Cod King, Nick Banana Costanza, and joining me as always, my fearless co-host, the Moss Man, Baby Tyler Schnupp.
Good podcasts don't come free. Which implies, this one's free, that this podcast is bad.
It's not free if you're listening on patreon.com/supernpcradio.
That's true.
We're about to start a new games club.
Yeah, that's true. You get to pay to not hear an ad for the games club.
Yeah. And also all that juicy content we're putting on there all day, every day. Right, Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
How's games?
Well, call me foul tarnished because I'm an Elden Ring guy, of course.
And I'm sorry, you didn't ask what my intro was from. Is it because you didn't know what it was from?
You said Mr. X, so I assumed it was maybe Resident Evil.
No, no, I was doing an impression of a yuppie listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing Mr. X.
I see. Okay. Well, I can't believe I didn't get that.
Tyler, it's the intro to Helldivers 2.
Okay. I didn't know that. Back to Elden Ring. I'm a fan of this freak stuff now. And minutes before we hopped on, at 7 o'clock, I decided to try and fight a very difficult boss. And my controller was sticking, and I promise it was just that. Because I kept dying.
It was sticking in what sense?
The B button, this is on Xbox, which is how to dodge and roll, was sticking, so I wasn't dodging anything.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
And my roommate was like, yeah, sure, it's the freaking B button sticking. And I said, it is!
Did you throw hands?
No, I cleaned it with alcohol and a Q-tip. And guess what? 2 minutes before we had to record, I beat the boss.
Hey, we did it. Mm-hmm. Getting a thumbs up from our guest.
And it actually was the B button that was stuck. So just for everybody out there who thinks I'm bad at games, I'm only a little bit bad at them.
B button sounds like Jerry Seinfeld's next film.
I died. Well, got me.
Tyler, what do you think I'm playing?
Helldivers 2?
I am. Tyler, this game's incredible. I love it. It's so fun. It's weird to see a game get such a massive fan response online, and I'm actually interested in playing it, unlike Palworld. Because this had just happened twice for the second time this year with another big game. And I look, nothing against Palworld. I'm still mildly intrigued, but it's been super fun to find a new multiplayer game that's different from the kind I normally play. This is PvE, Tyler. You ain't fighting real people. It's just bugs or robots.
Great.
Tyler, what's your freaking deal? Every time I bring up this game, you don't want to talk about it.
It's because I don't have it yet. It's because I don't have it yet, and nobody cares that I'm into a game now that is old.
Look, this is the Queeped Keeper's job to be worried about things from the past that nobody cares about anymore. This isn't Tyler.
I'm a lot like him, it turns out.
I don't see it.
Intro's taken forever.
What I do see is our guest. Our wonderful guest.
What? Should I introduce myself?
Yeah, no.
I'll introduce me.
Okay.
Hi. I'm guest. I'm Courtney Vinace. I was going to try and think of something witty, and I couldn't. Courtney Vinace. I stream video games. Sometimes you can hear my voice in one or two. And I'm a silly little goose. And also, Tyler, I
yes,
don't feel too bad about Helldivers yet. I tried to play once and it went very poorly to the point that I want to try to record myself playing it because it was that bad. But it is unfortunately a very cool look. I mean, you could just watch Starship Troopers and I'm sure you'd enjoy it. That
I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it.
I've seen it.
You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Never seen one before, not even my own.
Really?
Yeah,
your own Starship Troopers.
I haven't seen. Nope. Yep. Not even my own Starship Troopers. Mm-hmm.
Courtney Vinays, welcome back to the show.
That was a perfect intro. Mwah, Carpaccio. Thank you so much for having me. Hi, boys.
Fantastic guest.
Hello.
It's such a treat to have you every time, and it's been a minute since we've checked in, so we gotta ask.
I was Courtney. Starting to get a little offended.
Really?
To be honest.
It was Nick's fault.
I was like, do they hate me? Did they just forget about me? Should I just turn to dust and discontinue existence? Should I just fade away?
Mr. Reactivators, I don't feel so good.
Oh, okay. Nick, I like it when you make Tyler laugh.
I know. It happens.
He does it so begrudgingly. Just so begrudgingly. It's delightful.
You know, Nick and I have our differences, but at the end of the day, this little guy is kind of funny.
Oh my gosh. That is genuinely the nicest thing he's ever said about me or to me.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
It's recorded, so
you have it forever. You have it here forever.
Clip it.
Courtney. Recording stopped.
Oh. Courtney, how's games?
Games are good. I've really leaned into my identity as a roguelike deck builder fiend lately. I mean, you know, I still play my Slay the Spire. If you've heard me on any podcast before, I have mentioned Slay the Spire. We had a whole episode dedicated to Slay the Spire.
Courtney, so I'm not even kidding. I think you got me addicted to that game.
Good, good. I feel like I should be getting a commission at this point because I talk about it a lot. So I do play that. But if you need to switch it up a little bit, some other games I have been playing, one of them is called Wild Frost. It's very cute and it's fun. And it's pretty difficult. I've streamed it a few times, but the problem with streaming it and playing it is that I think it's a game that does require a little more attention than I've been giving it because I'm multitasking. So I really like Wild Frost. I also have been playing a game called Cobalt Core, which is very fun, has a fun story, good animation, moves quickly. But I got really obsessed with the game that we're talking about today. And it is a game I bought as of the recording a week ago. I purchased it a week ago, and I am afraid to look at Steam to see how many hours I've put into it, because I've played a lot. It is Balatro.
Balatro.
Sure. It's so good. It's so good. It is such a well-balanced, tasty, delightful deck builder. Truly one of the best I've played in a long time. My only... This doesn't even, like, necessary in games. It's not a game that has any story to it, which I think is uncommon for me because I do like story element in games, and this has really none. It also, like, when someone first recommended it to me, I looked it up and it just looks like a poker game. It looks like an old, like, Microsoft DOS game that comes with your computer. And I was like, I don't like poker. I don't really know how to play. Poker stresses me out. But dear listener, it's so much more than that. It's so fun. Have either of you looked into it, played any of it, checked it out at all?
I've looked it up.
Oh, good job. That's honestly more than I would have done.
me too.
Nice. Great. You Googled it. That's perfect. It is It's really good. I think it's really picking up. I think I've seen it a lot more on Twitch lately. I've had a few different people reach out to me, say, "Hey, I've started playing this game and I think you'd really like it." And I was like, "I'm on it." Yeah, the first person who like recommended it to me, I looked it up and I was like, "This doesn't really look like my thing." And they were like, shut up, you idiot. Just play the game." And I said, "Okay. All right, I'll check it out."
They
And
say
it
Joker has
is,
arrived.
yeah, it's so they keep doing the Heath Ledger voice.
Well, Joker unlocked. Excuse me, that's one of the
Nope,
stills I saw from
Joker has arrived.
Joker has
I
arrived.
prefer Joker has arrived.
Okay, that's good.
That's
Now,
good. It's
I'm always smiling.
wonderful. It's so good. What are you two? What are your take on deck builders, roguelikes?
Well, I was torn to pieces on this show because I told Will Hines was on a couple months ago, and I said this, and this is truly how I feel. This is not me trying to sound cool, but I said, you know, I prefer cards in real life. It's hard for me to do them virtually, and I was torn to shreds. I was told I was bad person for thinking this way.
It's true. It's true. I'm a bad
person.
I mean, you're a bad person for like a lot of reasons, Tyler. So I feel like
Different
that's like
step.
the least egregious of the reasons that you're a bad person.
Right.
Just kidding. Tyler's a delightful human being, even though I got confused the other day because I went to look you up on Instagram and you changed your handle.
Yes, to Ty Lord.
Man,
SCH.
I mean, I like the name Ty Lord, but I'm mad about
It's pretty cool.
69 not being in the title.
You
Mad about
know,
that. I
I
feel like
can't
that.
do it anymore. I'm, I can't do it anymore. I needed a little shift. Ty Lord is sort of a really cool thing I invented, because I'm in my high fantasy
A
phase.
really cool thing I invented.
Yeah,
Yes.
it's a really cool, it's a rebrand.
I'm in my rebrand era. I'm Ty Lord.
I did tell my uncle, who is a writer. He does dark fantasy, he does crime, he owns a bookshop in Encinitas. It's very cool. Artifact Books. I told him about my famous character from Baldur's Gate 3, Ty Lord Schnipples, and he said, I don't know about Schnipples, but Ty Lord is a beautiful name. Maybe I'll put that in one of my books. And I said, I'll take it.
That's actually very cool. I hope Ty Lord ends up in one of these books. And I'm glad that your uncle wasn't there when we were recording the end of the year best new character. Because
Everybody
look, Ty
hated him.
Lord had a bit of no, Tyler, he had some legs. He stayed in the fight for
Our
long
video
enough.
games comedy show appearance you're referring to
Yes.
in the best ofs. No, my original character, Nikki Buckets, really took the podcast world by storm that night over Ty Lord, I'm afraid.
And yet, my nominee, Dave the Diver, won the category,
Well,
if I do remember correctly.
you're burying the lead a little bit. Your game of the year won.
Also, most importantly, I almost swept. I almost swept that. That was bad for my ego. I kind of became a monster after recording that. Just went on a tear. I'm humbling. I've worked on humbling myself. I've listened to people, and I'm working to do better now going forward.
Thank you. Instead,
but what you can never take back is, of course, making Gollum win game
I
of the
can
year.
never put, yes, honestly, that's look, I've done a few cool things in my life, but nothing I think I'm going to be quite as proud of as making Gollum game of the year.
And I
Okay.
will say, for anyone who is curious and has listened to that episode, yes, some people on the recording were genuinely upset about it.
So mad. So mad. Which only made me want to fight for it more. Like I was kind of like, I gotta make this list. I'll put it on the list. Whatever. It's a joke. It's not gonna win. And then
Sweeps.
It started to become more and more clear that it was a contender. It was a contender.
Funny is funny.
You know?
Gollum, a.k.a. friggin' Rocky Balboa.
Gollum. Oh, I want to see that movie crossover.
Oh, that would be cool. Now, we've been talking Lord of the Rings on the pod recently, Courtney.
We have.
And I did see a picture that you posted maybe today that you went to the Two Towers, some I live did. Thing. You explained.
At Rockefeller Center, baby. No, wait, at what's it called? Yeah, Rockefeller. What's the music hall there?
Oh,
this is embarrassing.
The Rockettes?
It's where they play. It's Rockefeller Center. It's at a Rockefeller Center.
That is some Square Garden.
I'm sure Billy Joel has driven through the front of it once or twice.
Yeah, just a few times. Yeah, I was in New York. I got to see the Two Towers, a screening of the Two Towers with a live symphony or a live orchestra and choir. And it was so much fun to watch a Lord of the Rings movie, full stop, but also so much fun to watch a Lord of the Rings movie in a theater with thousands of other people, with thousands of other Lord of the Rings nerds. And let me tell you, I made a prediction beforehand. I was like, when Aragorn kicks the helmet and he actually breaks his toe, thousands of boyfriends are going to lean over to their girlfriends and whisper, Viggo Mortensen actually broke his toe right there. And I shit you not, the person sitting next to us literally did that. And you could hear hushed whispers all around. It was amazing. It was so good. Every
this
single time.
Scream of pain is real. He literally broke his toe.
Yeah. Yes, that really happened. It was so beautiful and amazing. Every single character got like an ovation, a cheer when they came on screen, with the exception of Elrond, which is very funny to me. I highly recommend, if you have a chance to see it. That's one of my favorite things. I do love seeing a movie with a live orchestra, like live music playing with it. I've gotten to do that at the Hollywood Bowl a few times. So anyway, tell me more about Lord of the Rings and why you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Real quick, thank you for being the sole voice of reason on the last couple of episodes. Someone who loves these movies, knows the fact about it. We've had a couple freaking haters on here.
How can you hate Lord of the Rings? It is a perfect story. It's perfect. It's a delightful. Okay. All right. That's fine. Whatever. To each his own.
Nick's holding up a Lego.
Ride to Ruin. It's bad in Lego. It's my second most expensive model.
Okay, the laugh. Nick and I both, without knowing that each of us were doing it, we both watched the extended versions recently without knowing.
I did that as well in preparation, because I knew I was going to be seeing the movie. But starting in January, I like watched a movie, gave it a few weeks, watched it whenever it was like rainy out. I like got my little heated blanket out and sat down with my dog.
And it has been rainy.
It's been rainy this year. It's raining right now.
Yeah.
Really? It's raining right now.
California really needs it though, am I right?
Okay, thank you. I've been thinking about Lord of the Rings ever since I rewatched the Hobbit animated series earlier. Animated movie.
The one that where everything looks like it tastes like gravy.
Correct.
I think about that quote a lot. And that's another quote from a previous podcast. Mm-hmm. I think about that a lot. I think about it frequently, and I love it. It's very good.
Thank you. Yeah. And what I said, I stand by. And, you know, you just, anytime you watch that movie, it makes me want a big meatloaf with gravy on it.
Man, we are funny when we're on other people's podcasts, huh?
Yeah.
There's no pressure. You know what I mean? You're like, if this sucks, it's on them. They're the ones who look bad.
It's true. It is fun being in the guest seat. That's why I'm not going to talk for the rest of this episode.
Great.
Just gonna sit quietly.
I got one more thing to say.
Okay.
It's time for our first segment. It's the Hour of Helldivers. Oh no, there's a Terminid invasion. There's only one thing we can get to stop them. I need more bullets! I need more bullets! Hasta la vista, baby! Hasta la vista, baby! Hasta la vista, baby! Hasta la vista, baby! Now that is a weapon! Welcome to the Hour of Helldivers.
The Hour!
For the next hour, Nick, Tyler, long. And I will be dissecting Helldivers, despite the fact that only one person has played it.
Now, Courtney, you haven't played this game?
I've watched a lot of it, and I made one attempt, and it was so bad. It was truly one of, it was something that, you know how I was talking about how I've been trying to humble myself? That played a major factor in it. But it's been so long since I've played a game where you need to control the camera as well as the character. And it's,
I see.
There's too many things happening. Too many things happening.
It's like me with Elden Ring.
That's what I was saying. I was like, this is just like when Tyler plays Elden Ring.
Well, Ty Lord, please.
Sorry. Oh my God.
His name's Ty Lord too. My guy.
My guy. Your little buddy.
He's got big sword.
Are you talking about your penis now?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
You hated that so much. You're in such disappointment.
No, unfortunately you can't customize that.
You can give it a sword though.
You can.
Enough about Elden Ring, please. Courtney, did you play Helldivers with other people, like people you knew?
No, not in the case. That is a thing that happens frequently in my home. And I sit and watch, but no, that was a solo. That was, again, I was like, I don't want anybody to see me fail. And fail, well, I did.
It's tough. It's tough. I just to explain this game a little bit, it is like Starship Troopers, like you said. It's like Starship Troopers and Alien. It's like a little Warhammer too. It's like Space Marine, sci-fi. It's very Starship Troopers in that it's got this like propaganda component to it that's very fun and kind of satirical of mega capitalism, and it's actually very clever. But it's cool. You just shoot your gun a lot and you blow stuff up, and also friendly fire is always on, so you can kill your teammates, they can kill you. You can drop a turret on the ground, step in front of it, and it blows your own head off. It's amazing. Tyler, you freaking love this thing.
Yeah, I'd love to love it, but I don't.
It's great. Everybody gets their own spaceship too.
Cool.
One of my teammates that I played with or was paired with, killed a big bug, and the bug landed on him, and he didn't die, but he was just trapped under the bug.
Oh no!
It was. I was like, is this a glitch? I don't know what's going on. My husband was just like, no, I think that's a thing that just can happen in the game technically. It was really beautiful, but I didn't live much longer than that.
Yeah, for real though, it is difficult, and I didn't have. Like, I didn't understand the menu when I first started playing it, so I was definitely playing on, like, way harder difficulties than I needed to. I was like, why am I losing so much so fast? But it's a great time, and everybody should check it out. It's also cheaper than a normal video game. It's like $40. In this economy?
In this economy? It's not bad.
Yeah. Yes.
I know, I felt bad. You texted me and you're like, you playing Helldivers? And I was just like, no. That sounds like an interesting game to talk about on a podcast, but I brought to you a card game. It's so good though. It's so good. It's so good. I know there's no like story to talk about, but it's kind of like poker, but it's better than poker. There's a tarot card element to it. There's a joker card element to it. It's real good. You only have to do a little bit of math. I did a math. It's great. It's, if you like math, and you should, we should all love math. You can really, you'll love this game. But there is also a website that you can go to that'll help you calculate stuff. It's called like BellatroCalculator.com or something. So, it's so good. You guys should really play it.
Okay.
Just the dead silence, just the middle distance stares I'm getting on this Zoom call.
Sorry, there's an incoming transmission. My Helldiver segment is being interrupted.
Damn it.
By the by the Call of Duty corner.
What the 50,000
people used to live here. Now, I need more bullets. I need more bullets. Hasta la vista, baby. Hasta la vista, baby. Jacking out.
Oh. Wonderful. Well, what a segment. Wouldn't you agree, Courtney?
It was a really good segment. I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you.
Well, I guess on to my segment now. And
yeah, I was going to say, okay, why don't you do a segment, Ty Lord?
Thank you.
I think Ty Lord was a little on edge because I have, you know, maybe been guilty a little bit of stealing his segment once or twice recently. And I didn't do it this time. I didn't.
Were you also going to do that segment, Ty Lord?
No, but I had a feeling something that was going to come out of his mouth was going to steal what was going to happen next. But he didn't. So anyways, on to my segment. This one is, sorry, my throat's a little.
Did you figure it out? It's pretty unprofessional.
Yeah.
Actually.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. This one's called.
Are you okay? Do you need water or something?
Excuse me. It's called Lord of the excuse me. I'll be right back.
Okay, he's getting away, leaving his desk.
He's pretty weird. He's I don't know. Does he do this a lot, Nick?
Occasionally, usually somebody drags him away. He doesn't just get up on his own accord.
Oh no.
Coast is clear.
What?
Hello, everyone. It's me, the Queeped Keeper.
Queeped Keeper.
And now it's time for my segment, Lord of the Wings.
Like chicken wings?
No. Like a Lord of the... shit. God, it's been a minute. I apologize. Courtney, have we met before?
You know what? I think I've only heard of you in passing, Quipped Keeper.
No, it's
Queeped. It's Queep, Queeped.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that?
C.
Okay.
W.
Okay.
I.
I.
P. T.
P. T. Queeped. Oh, okay. Yes.
Queeped.
Yes.
And can I just say, it is weird that Courtney and the Queeped Keeper have never met before. Like,
and,
for real.
Courtney in the.
That's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. It all is. Well, this segment is called Lord of the Wings, where I talk about one of the only Lord of the Wings games that came out on the Nintendo Wii, Aragorn's Quest.
What is this?
Go on.
It is a game. Sorry, trying to hold it up. Maybe you can look it up on your phone.
It's not good. I didn't get anything from that.
No, it's very bad. But it's a great little game where you play as Aragorn. Damn it. Aragorn. Can't do anything with that name.
Strider. Now.
I like to respect his... his real name.
Elendil.
Uh-huh. This caption has a 1-star review, and it's Aragorn's Quest. Long play, and he says, I guess it's a game.
That's what they put on the box art?
But what he should have known is that it's one of the greatest games. God damn it.
So, Queeped Keeper, just... You good over there?
No, I think my throat's closing up too.
It kind of seems like, Queeped Keeper, you came on here to talk about it because you really liked the Lord of the Wings idea.
Yep.
But did it have any
did.
Other fun?
You know what? I think it's a good starting point. Lord of the Wings. I think that's good.
Okay. And you love it?
I'm open-minded. I'd love, you know, if you have some ideas that you want to shoot around, you know, it's a good starting point.
Well, I guess I could review it.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us a review.
5 stars.
Perfect.
Wow.
No notes. That was actually great. That was really, wow. That really blew me out of the water. I wasn't expecting that. It's really original. I don't think I've ever, I don't know, really known of people to like review games with like a star format.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I'm a one of a kind, baby.
Don't call our guest baby.
It was
that's inappropriate.
It's not what that was not my intention. It was more of a in general baby. Oh boy.
Like the royal baby.
The royal baby.
Ah, that's cute.
And
playing with the queen's golden wee.
Yes. Do you know that someone here might live with a cat named Kingsley.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsley.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even guess what you're trying to say when you say Kingsley.
Kingsley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Name of the cat, but I like to think, just like it's the queen's golden wee, it's this guy is the king's golden wee. I gotta go.
Let's keep saying golden wee more. Let's keep saying that.
Do you know about the queen and her golden wee, Courtney?
No, I don't, but I don't like what I'm imagining.
Mm-hmm. Well, if what you're imagining is a gold-plated wee system, I don't know why that would be disgusting.
You know what? You know what? Didn't she have like a whole bunch of like, she had like an off-brand Wii Sports game?
Big Family Games.
Yeah. Yes. I love that for her.
Honestly,
that's a real grandma move. Thing. That is pretty cute.
Wow. I guess my segment was saved.
God save the queen.
God save the queen. Good boy. Sorry, guys. I just took an allergy pill.
Oh.
What I missed.
Oh, good.
Gave you allergies. That's why you had to step away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You didn't miss anything, honestly.
Damn rash.
Okay. We are going to take a quick break before we come back to talk about our game of the week. Balatro. Balardo? Balatro.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
That last one.
We'll be right back.
Good boy.
And we're back. Balatro is a poker theme.
Oh, I shouldn't do that. You can do that.
No, it's okay.
You're Italian.
Honestly, we've talked about this game. I have about 3 sentences to say on it.
Great. Get your sentences out.
It's frankly a game that is impossible not to say with an Italian accent. That's all I can think when I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try it. Balatro. It's a poker-themed roguelike deck-building game developed by Local Thunk and published by Playstack. A storyless game, players aim to beat all rounds by playing poker hands to defeat blinds. Players can buff their cards by using Arcana. Universally acclaimed for its fast pace and core mechanics, Balatro received very positive reviews. Courtney Vinays, I understand Balatro is one of your favorite games and that you can explain this game.
Okay, it's a little early to say it's one of my favorite games, but I do think it is one of the best deck building games in the last few years. I shouldn't say that because I haven't played most of them, let's be real. But I
what
really
about
like
Marvel?
It. Oh, dang it. I only played a little bit of Marvel Snap. Okay, I played
what about
Yu-Gi-Oh? A little bit of Marvel Snap. Isn't there also, you know, yeah, the last few years, like Yu-Gi-Oh. It's great. I think it's really, like, it's had a bit of a snowball effect. Like, I think, like, I definitely wasn't one of the first people to jump on that bandwagon, but since I've jumped on, I've seen a lot more people playing it, a lot more people talking about it. And it is, it's just, I've been calling it a little brain worm because it just like gets in there. Also because I just saw Dune, so I've been thinking about worms a lot.
Are they in there?
And in worms in Dune?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. I didn't want to do the Call of Duty corner, but I did want to say about Call of Duty that they currently have Dune skins. And one of the skins you can buy is just
the popcorn bucket. Sorry.
No, my sister's friend bought one when we saw it. It's very funny. You know what's a bummer about that? As big a meme as it is, that popcorn bucket, it's just a topper. You just put it on the bucket. It's not the actual bucket.
That's some horse hockey.
I know.
That's a real bag of horse hockey right there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Oh, man.
The kind of dastardly plan that would make Baron Harkonnen blush. Someone out there is laughing.
Is that the worm?
Kind of.
Wait, Tyler, do you really not know anything about Dune or Dune 2? Is this a bit, or is it like, it's fine if you don't?
You know, it is a bit, but I also realize, I don't know.
That's fair.
Frank Herbert.
Oh, there's a worm.
Yeah.
Washingtonian.
There are multiple worms.
Who?
Frank Herbert Washingtonian. Is that, sorry, what?
The writer, I just learned about this when I was last in Washington State. The writer of the Dune novels, Frank Herbert, he grew up in Tacoma, Washington. Mm-hmm. He would look at a particular smokestack that was just pouring sludge into the Puget Sound, and that gave him the idea to write about this dystopian world where
amazing.
That's been like corporatized and how capitalism's bad. And he moved away shortly after.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
He said, what if that Dune stack was Star Wars?
Yeah, he did. But there's a Dune park in Tacoma. Next time you're there, Tyler, you got to check it out. They have a sandworm statue.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Tacoma. I got a lot of friends there. It smells like shit there.
It does, actually. You're not wrong.
Do you think it's from that smokestack that makes it smell like shit?
Kind of. It's they call it the aroma of Tacoma. That is real.
It's true.
Amazing.
That's what we said every time we drove in.
Amazing. Anyway, back to my story.
Great.
Wait, sorry. Actually, my dude. I never got to say it. Did I say it? There's an Austin Butler skin. Did I say that?
No.
It's hilarious.
Tell me.
It's fully his face. I don't know if he voices himself. They released Timothy Chalamet today, but it's his bald villainous character from Dune 2. You can play as him. And I'm going to just petition Activision to release an alternate skin that's just him as Elvis.
I would love to see that. That
he picks another crazy voice, but it's not the Elvis voice, and that made me upset.
I really hated the Elvis voice very much. That was one of my least favorite movies. I've seen that in a long time. But
hey,
Dune
Paul
2
Atreides.
Was one of my favorite movies that I've seen. And I went into it. I'm not a huge Timothy Chalamet person. He just reminds me of like every shitty kid I went to high school with. Austin Butler, I really, like I said, I really didn't care for that Elvis movie. And so I loved his character. He was so good. He was great in that movie. I've had a bit of a change of heart. I think I'm going to go see it again. That's how much I liked it.
Hey,
it was
man,
great.
That's
and it's
a
like
big old
almost
worm.
3 hours. That's big old,
hey,
man.
Big old worm. Hey man, is this Star Wars or what?
Fear's the mind killer, mama.
Perfect. Yeah, it was. Anyway, Pilatro.
Yes.
It's so good. It's great. It's just there's so much. There's so much to it. I have been bouncing between playing it on my computer, and then when it gets late in the evening and I need to pretend like it's time to go to sleep, then I jump onto my little Steam Deck and I play it in bed, and it's great. And when I need to feel like I'm doing something and I'm not just rotting away, I go and I sit at the kitchen table with my Steam Deck and I play it some more. I actually just got my first win yesterday after having it for a week.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. It's just very fun. I am at the point where I'm having Balatro dreams. Not like full on dreams when I'm asleep, but when I like close my, it's like the Tetris effect, you know, when you like close your eyes
Oh,
and you're
yes.
like, yeah, but it's me with Balatro.
I
I've
truly
got,
have had that with Call of Duty, and it's like the worst thing in the world.
yeah, it's like it's not like full on, not yet at least, not full on dreams, but it's like as I'm falling asleep, like I have like these half dreams that I'm like playing Balatro and I'm like two pair, full house, like
Bob
what's the
Saget.
prob, like yeah, trying to figure out like the probabilities. I do want, whenever I say full house, I would like the theme song to play, even though I didn't really watch Full House growing up. I wasn't that into it. I mostly only
Still
watched
holds up.
cartoons. Does it?
No, it's terrible.
No.
Yeah, I can't imagine it does. I was just, when I was a kid, I was like, if it's not a cartoon, I don't care.
Respect that.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Did I watch Full House? Yes, because the cartoons weren't on.
Yeah, I would settle for not cartoons if there were no cartoons on.
Yeah.
My mom didn't let me watch a lot of cartoons.
That's why
It's
you're
kind
this
of,
way.
Honestly,
I know.
that's probably a solid, based on the cartoons that I watched growing up. Not bad parenting. Not bad parenting from your mom. Like Ren and Stimpy, my little like 5, 6-year-old eyes should not have been watching that.
Yeah.
I honestly hated cartoons like that. That kind of thing was never my jam, that like gross out stuff. I don't love that.
Nick, did you watch VeggieTales? Did your mom have you watch
Yes.
VeggieTales? Yeah. I hated
You know a
VeggieTales so
Christian
much.
upbringing when you see one.
Yeah. Sweet Christian Nick. You seem like you've eaten a portion of VeggieTales.
I saw it at a babysitter's house or something, and I saw this, I was like, what's this baby stuff? I said.
Yeah. What's this baby stuff?
I'm
I'm
a
a big
fan.
grown boy.
Yeah. And then I was explained that it was religious, and I didn't grow up with religion, so I was like, I don't know these stories. I don't know
Yeah.
what the hell these vegetables are talking about.
What a weird, what, like, of all the ways to try and indoctrinate children about something, why would you try to do it through vegetables? You know, like notoriously the thing that kids tend to hate the most. And yet it worked.
It
Deer did it,
did.
and you
I
know, it
think
kept their
it did.
attention.
It's one of those things that got worse over time when the original creators left. I know probably more
It
about
started off like really
vegetarian
strong. It's like, man, the overarching story art, like,
Yeah. God, just the imagery of a cucumber in a Roman outfit. Just beautiful stuff.
Hey, Larry the Cucumber is my nephew.
is that the guy
Yeah, so if you
that I
could,
just
like,
described?
yeah, it is actually. And Bob the Tomato, of course.
I was like, I remember tomato. I feel like there was celery. Wasn't there a thing of celery?
Yeah, probably. I don't
That
know.
makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
Probably. Bob Saget the Tomato.
You remember that early internet meme where that guy was yelling, "Oh, Bob Saget!"
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Courtney, you like that?
I don't remember that one. I do remember
Give me
early like
like.
Reddit memes, like the OG memes. Remember just like the block with the white, like the one image with like the big block white lettering. Those are the memes that I grew up on, baby. And by grew up
Yeah.
on, I mean I was full on in my 20s working a desk job looking at them. So,
Great. What
no.
is this? Call Me by Your Game? Let's get off of nostalgia.
Oh, that
Yeah.
again.
We're
So
here to
Tyler,
talk
do either of
about.
you, Tyler, you said earlier
Yeah.
that you only like games in person, which I understand.
Card games.
Card games in person. So do you play poker?
Do I play poker?
Do either of
No.
you play poker? But okay.
Yes, a bit.
Okay. I have a poker night that happens every 3 months sometimes.
Okay, it sounds like you play poker then.
Does it get canceled and then we gotta wait 6?
Yeah.
Generally people are on tour, but it's fun to play. I love wearing sunglasses in a living room with my friends.
Yeah, where you're at a table with a bunch of dogs and it's one of those tables with the green. Yeah.
Yeah, it's generally I've been locked in a basement with these dogs and they don't like eye contact, so I put on my sunglasses and we have poker night. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Nick, you do play poker?
Yeah, I'll say I haven't really played too many deck building games in general. I've probably put more time into Slay the Spire than most games, just because it's the kind of thing that I can really absentmindedly do on my Switch. It's almost like muscle memory at a certain point. So I find that very fun. I want to play more. I'm definitely going to get this game. I didn't have time before the record, but I've always been a fan of card games. I love Texas Hold'em style poker. A lot of the time when I play a game like Red Dead Redemption, you know, I'm at that poker table.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, someone in one of my streams said, this reminds me of the Red Dead Redemption mini game.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, shut up.
And you know, when I lose, I'm putting a bullet in whoever beat me.
Just your computer monitor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when just I play the game. Yeah. Yeah, I think card games are a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyler, I going back, I do want to say, like, I respect that I get the whole, like, you got to be there in person to play card games. I wish I was better at that. I'm definitely the person that when you're explaining rules of a game to me, I'm staring into the middle distance, like half absorbing what you're saying. And so that's what I like about playing video game card games, playing card games online, is that it does a lot of the thinking for me. I just have to go, these things make this. And so, but it does most of the math for me, or it does sort of like that. No, you can't play this. And I go, okay, sorry. So I'll
fix
it. Will Hines
was wrong to call.
No, he wasn't wrong.
Feud but started.
I just think it's special. I think it makes you special.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh. If you don't play, if you don't really play poker, what other card games do you play?
Sorry. My upstairs neighbors are going nuts.
Is that them?
Yeah.
Is that like rumbling noise them? That's wild.
I thought that was you doing something on your desk.
No.
So
that's crazy.
What are Shut they, the is fuck it like up.
A, is it like a pet? Is it like a dog they have in the zoomies?
It's partially that.
Okay.
But it sounds like they're doing it too.
It sounds like there's an earthquake going on just in your room.
I hate it.
I'm so sorry. Do you think they want to come on the podcast?
Yeah, they're upset.
I want to talk about Bellatro on the podcast.
Yeah. There was a big line for Bellatro, let me tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on.
Yeah. It's anyway, okay. So what card games do you play besides not poker, or poker only twice a year?
Old Maid.
Magic the Gathering. What'd you say?
Old Maid.
Old Maid? I've been known to play a mean game of war.
I like.
Don't you even get me started on Goldfish.
Magic does seem cool, and it does seem like that may be more my speed these days because of the high fantasy aspect.
Yu-Gi-Oh? What about Yu-Gi-Oh?
No. But I do have some Yu-Gi-Oh cards that my dad randomly gave me, and I was like, I don't know what I'll do with these, but thanks.
I was hoping you were going to say Magic, because I've been thinking about building a commander deck.
This is what I've heard of. This is how this is how people play now. It seems to be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I was just going to say there's just been so many cards, and like the seasons happen. So like a new box set comes out every 3 months, essentially. And it's really like hard and expensive to keep up with, but a commander deck is kind of
a forever.
Yeah, a little forever deck that you can have.
And so, you can have the Lord of the Rings cards. That came
yes, out. You can. I'm going to pay $2 million to get the one ring to rule them all. give it to me, Post Malone.
Does he have it?
Yeah. Or whoa. I think he bought it. I think someone else opened it and he paid, I want to say, $2 million for it.
Dang.
Which honestly made me like him that much more. I was like, that's pretty cool. That's cool. Great. I love that for him. But anyway, if you ever feel like building a commander deck, let me know.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask. What is that?
But I would do it.
Nice. I used to play a lot of Magic in like 2013, 2014, 2015. So it's been a minute, but I believe a commander deck is you have one card that you base your whole deck around, and then I want to say you have like 100 cards in that deck as opposed to 60 cards, which is a normal Magic deck. And they all have to be different cards. You can't have duplicates of that. Back in the day, I was trying to build a commander deck that revolved around this mechanic called Slivers. And Slivers are like these hive mind creatures where it's like, ooh. Okay, if you have this one sliver, it gives +1/+1. If you have this other sliver, it adds haste. It is great. But then, yeah, Slivers and also Hydras. I was trying to make that work. And then I realized I was spending way too much time and money playing Magic the Gathering. So
now you do video games.
So now I do video games.
Yeah.
Now I play Balatro.
I probably don't need another thing to get completely absorbed in and obsessed mm-hmm. with. And
yeah,
for some reason, Magic kind of just flew under my radar. And I think mm-hmm. I'm pretty okay with that if somebody has a big issue with it. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
I never want to encourage people to start. I really don't want to start playing Magic because it is a time and a money suck. And it can be very fun. I want to say that was like a big aspect of my social life in my 20s. It was really great. We would do like drafting events at our apartment. We'd have all our friends over and you'd open decks together and build on the spot. And it was really fun. But I'm in a different place in my life now. You know, I'm in my 30s. I got to think about my IRA and my 401k.
Meanwhile, Nick's over there thinking about banishing people to the what's the Yu-Gi-Oh thing?
The Yu-Gi-Oh hell?
I have to be honest. I don't know that much. It's just a funny reference point. Although, whenever I say it now, I think about the tragic death of the creator. Remember that?
What?
Yeah, he died like a year or two ago. They found him stranded on a raft in the middle of the Japanese waters.
Oh my God, that's horrible. That's so sad.
And again,
he was banished to the Shadow Realm?
you just looked that up.
Yeah. I said a rude thing about a person's death. That's creepy.
I want to say he was trying to rescue someone. I might be making that up, but I'm pretty sure it was valiant death. Yeah.
It's like the guy who created Shin Chan, who like they found him on a mountaintop with like plushies from Shin Chan. Anyways.
Is that an anime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crayon Shin-Chan. He's the kid with who shakes his butt.
Oh.
He's got a couple video games. Courtney, you know Shin-Chan?
I can't say I do.
He's a little kid who shakes his butt.
Unfortunately. Yeah, little kid who shakes his butt. I love that for him. I love that.
Funny kid. He's a funny kid.
You know, that's funny.
It's always funny to shake your butt. It's always, it's comic gold. He's got
a little
figured
adult
out.
Themed.
Some adult themes, but you know.
But I think in Japan, it's like supposed to be more for kids. I don't know. Listen, this guy's shaking his butt. He's a kid.
Okay. Well, I don't need to play it, but we should probably talk about how Courtney, it sounds like you're a huge fan of Balatro.
Big fan. I feel bad that I already spilled the beans and said all my most important things earlier in this episode and didn't save it for this part of the episode where we're really supposed to get into it. But yeah, It's the description that you read before. Roguelike deck builder poker game with aspects of some tarot cards. You have different ways to like adjust your deck to level it up. You can like add little seals to your cards that either give you more tarot cards or allow you to repeat that particular card when you're tallying up your score.
They got tarot cards?
Yeah, there are tarot cards in it. So it's like you're playing with a hand of poker cards. And then, oh, hold on one second. Tyler has to put on his chain necklace.
I've been fidgeting with it. I gotta put it on or I won't stop.
That's fair. I do the same thing. I was holding a pen precious. Earlier. And he's precious. Yeah, it's great. So then there's this tarot card aspect where you can use tarot cards to level up your deck in various ways. You can like discard cards, you can switch some cards to different suits. It's very fun. It's just one of those games that every single attempt you make feels different, so it doesn't get old. It's good. It's really, really good. I think it's really going to go down as one of, like, right now I feel like Slay the Spire's been out for a few years and there's sort of this unanimous like, oh, that's such a good deck builder. I think Bellatro is going to be in the ranks with it. I'm feeling good about it. I really recommend it. It's such a good, it really is a good like airplane game. Like it's a, like you were saying, it's sort of this passive game. Like I'm definitely at the point where I'm like, okay, I know what most of these cards do. I'm, you know, you don't have to think too hard about it. But I still am only about 50% of the way through my unlocks.
Oh, wow.
So I've still got some work to do. I'm very excited.
I'm genuinely interested. I am gonna get it. I love the if it plays anything like Slay the Spire, is it similar at all?
Yes.
In gameplay.
In gameplay, it is. It doesn't have a like the tree that you make. Like you don't choose your own path, but okay. It's similar in that like you start with a base deck and you can add cards to the deck. You can you know, level up cards. You just do these small adjustments, and you go through different rounds. Like you have like basically it's like three different antes per round. So you have like a small blind, or not different antes, but I guess when I say round, I mean an ante. Again, I don't know if I'm using that word correctly because I'm not a poker fiend. I just know that's a word that gets associated with poker a lot, and it's a crossword answer regularly. And so you have an ante, and you have a small blind, a large blind, and a boss blind, and you have to beat all three of those in order to progress to the next ante. I'm very bad at explaining things. I'm so sorry. Just play the friggin' game. It's fun, okay? You don't need me to explain it to you. Just freaking get it. There is a free demo, I believe, or maybe it might not be there anymore. I don't know. Check it out. There are a bunch of people streaming it. Something I also really love about it is the sound design. The sound of like, they do the sound of like the cards shuffling, and they also do a sound of like the chips falling. There's really, oh my God, the music in it. It's just like really good, like chill vibes music that helps kind of keep you in the game. It's just a really well packaged, well designed, well balanced game. I love it. It's great. Oh, and then getting those, like you play around, it's like, oh, you got a couple unlocks. You unlock some things. Oh, nom, 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 nom.
Sounds tasty.
Yeah, it's delish.
Let me ask you this. It sounds like you like this game. But have you ever been inside this game?
What was that?
I'm genuinely asking. I don't know.
Oh, I've never been inside of it. No.
We knew it.
I'm so embarrassed.
We knew it.
You know how we knew? Because this always happens. Every time you come on the show, you've never been in the game that we want to talk about.
In the game. Yeah. Well, there was one time when I was in the game, but that's fine.
Well, do you want to?
Yeah, let's go.
You don't have to. If you really don't want to, it's fine.
No, I'd honestly, I'd really love to. Like I said, I've really like loved this game, and I think it's time for me to take it to the next level and to get inside it.
All right. You asked for it.
What?
Here we go.
Here we go. Okay. Okay. I got, guess I'll play, Two of Wands.
Okay. All right. Nick, your turn. Tyler played Two of Wands.
Two of Wands.
Oh, Tarot okay. Cards.
I like mine better, but that's okay. Two of Wands.
Sorry. We see I'm sweating. I've got my sunglasses on.
This is good.
Hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. You really don't have to stress so much. You're just supposed to tell me like what you see in the cards right now. Like I paid you $10 and you're supposed to. So what does the Two of Wands mean for me?
He's got well, it's a balancing act. How do I interpret this?
No, Tyler.
What?
Just look deep into the heart of the cards.
Look deep into the heart of the cards.
Oh, Tyler's changing. His hair is standing up straighter. He's assuming a new posture.
Dun, 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 dun. The anime music starts playing.
Whoa, I think he's been possessed by a powerful Egyptian spirit.
I summon Pot of Greed to draw two additional cards from my deck.
Oh, okay. Still, I don't know what the Two of Wands means for me. I really need some kind of guidance.
Bet you didn't see this coming.
I didn't see any of this coming.
I summoned Pot of Greed to draw two additional cards from my deck.
Oh my gosh, Pot of Greed, it's working. He's got two more cards on the table now.
Are you sure you don't want to go first, Nick? Because I don't think... I think I'm doing this wrong.
I don't know. It's still Tyler's turn. I can't.
The Two of Wands shows a man dressed in a red robe and hat holding a small globe, much like me right now.
You are holding a... Where did that small globe come from?
The Shadow Realm.
Okay. Whoa. All right. Okay. Cool. I mean,
hey, Yugi,
this is really
are
impressive.
You still playing polka in there? It's me, Joey. Your
Quiet,
friend.
You.
Okay, I'll wait out here next to my motorcycle.
Do you want me to come back a little bit later? Because it seems like you have a lot of things going on right now.
No,
it's his turn.
It seems like you can't focus on my... Okay, it's your turn. Okay.
Let's finish this.
Okay. Yeah, I would love that.
Oh, I'm out of Pot of Greeds.
What? Okay, well, what does that mean? What is that? What are the cards...
Upright. This card means the future planning, progress, and decisions and discovery. Reversed, personal goals, inner alignment, fear of unknown, lack of planning.
Oh, wow. No, I really am afraid of the unknown, and I'm so bad at planning. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, yeah, this is, you know what? I've got so many things that I need to, like, handle in my life. I mean, like, I'm supposed to be hosting my book club next week, and I haven't done any preparing for it. I haven't read the book.
You know what? That move is cheating. I'm standing up. Click, click. Boom, boom, boom.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. I'm sorry.
This game sucks. I hate poker. I hate when I don't win.
Oh, God. No matter. I summon Five of Wands.
I'm gonna summon an ambulance. This is wild. I'm gonna call 911.
No, let me bleed. It makes me stronger.
Oi, where are me little corgis? Me little corgis, where they at? It's time for me to play Golden Wee with me little corgis, the Queen of England.
Oh God. Oh no. She's going to make us play big family games.
Butterscotch. Oh, no. Honeybee, where are my corgis?
I hate
it's time to play family golden Wii with me little corgis.
I don't want to play golden Wii with grandma.
We can barely get the nunchuck on our own paws.
Your queen, mommy queen, dearest, wants to golden Wii. And when queen wants to golden Wii, she golden Wii's.
She keeps saying golden Wii.
And it's so confusing because last time she did piss on me.
She did?
Last time we played big family games.
Oh, I don't want to get pissed on by the queen.
She got
Where
so scared.
Where are my sweet little corgis? All five of my corgis, little Butterscotch and little Busy Bee. Where are you? It's time to wee, golden wee.
Look, if something bad happens, it happened to you last time. It should happen to me this time. I'm gonna play with her.
You do that? For me?
The queen gets grumpy when she can't golden wee on her corgis.
Here I am, Miss Grandmother Queen.
Oh, my little butterscotch corgi. Play the game with me, my baby.
Okay.
Zip.
You're doing it wrong.
Aww.
Stupid dog.
I unzipped just like you asked.
Where are my other corgis? My little corgis, where are you?
Excuse me, Queen Mother, we have an emergency. Princess's flight has touched down in Paris. She may not be home by the evening.
Oh, how rude. Tonight's supposed to be family game night, and I told her that I wanted to play Aragorn's Quest on my golden Wii. She always does this when I want to play Aragorn's Quest on Golden Wee Night.
I'm very sorry, Mum. Would you like me to fetch a couple more corgis for you?
Bring me my corgis. They'll play Golden Wee with me.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Oh, little pickleball, come in here and play the Golden Wee.
Oh.
You're doing it wrong. Gods, take these idiot dogs away and bring me new ones.
Yes, Mum. Very well, Mum.
Agree?
Woof, woof.
Oh, this little pimple butt. Come in here. Now take the controller and shake it around like a good corgi.
You know what? I'm not going to do that.
Is my little Paparoony pimple butt defying the queen's orders?
Listen here, Mum. I can't play Wii because I got no damn thumbs.
Oh, my little baby doesn't have thumbs. You don't have to play. You just have to let me win. I'm the queen.
But
I'm
you get queen. Mad every time we lose.
Back to the vet's office. Miss Queen, you want us to surgically implant thumbs onto your dog?
Yes, I need them to play with my golden Wii.
Your golden Wii?
My golden Wii.
Your golden
I like to diddle
Wii.
It at night, my golden Wii.
Oh, wow. Queen Mother.
My dogs help me diddle my Wii. They
All
need
right.
their thumbs, otherwise they can't diddle correctly.
It seems unethical, but
I am the queen.
It's true. All right, come here, little doggy. Got a spare jar of thumbs.
I've got thumbs. I can pick up anything. I can gouge out the queen's eyes.
My queenly eyes.
Back to the game. All right.
Two dogs on the couch, just fucking lounging, playing Wii. Oh, man. Aragorn's quest rocks. I don't care what those YouTubers are talking about.
It's easily 5 stars in my book.
You want to play Other M?
Other M?
Metroid. Wait. Other M?
Is that the one where Samus gets emotional and stuff?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I gotta see it. I gotta see it. Pop it in. Pop it in.
Wait, sorry. Where's my Queenie? What? I hid my Queenie in here while I play my Golden Wii.
Didn't my puppies call for me? What can I do for you?
We see the Queen is on all fours like a dog.
With 2 eye patches.
yeah, fetch us some treats.
Anything for you, my little pimple butt and pickleball.
Excuse me, Mum. I don't know if you want to keep crawling around the floor looking for dog treats.
I do. Let me sniff your little dog butt.
Okay, I'm a human man. All right. And yes, you're in there deep. Okay. Well, I'm here, still here as your butler. If you, sorry, I called myself your butler. That's my.
You said it. I didn't. That would be unqueenly of me.
It very much would. I'm a butler. My Instagram handle is butler. Schnipples.
We go to Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
Oh, what if the smokestack was Star Wars?
Quiet, you. You're supposed to... You're not supposed to be coming up with ideas in the Shadow Realm. Tacoma, Washington.
But Mr. Frank Herbert, what if the smokestack was Star Wars?
Shut up. Bunk, bunk. Pokes you in the eyes.
Frick, my eyes. I need 2 eye patches.
Cut to a space station. Our prophet is not getting the message. He doesn't understand the symbolism yet. I think we should send an emissary down so he writes Dune, a manuscript for the end times.
I think you're kind of onto something, but I think we should just, I don't know, send down these VeggieTale tapes. I think that's really going to get through to him. Like, it really got through to me. And... you know, what better messenger than some animated vegetables? A tomato? A cucumber? Come on.
Well, I wasn't raised with religion, but I'll take your word for it. Let's send down the tapes.
Yeah, send those. Send down VeggieTales to Frank Herbert.
Boop, 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 boop. Cut back to Frank watching TV.
And that's why, Bob, you should always love Jesus.
He died for our sins. Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank, we got a book idea for you. That's VeggieTales.
Yeah, Frank, what if you wrote about sad dudes?
Yeah, Frank, we're talking to you. Yeah, we're talking to you through your TV.
What?
Yeah.
Come back to the space station. He's still not getting it. He doesn't understand.
Okay, yeah. No, sorry. He is a dense, dense man.
I got one more idea.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to try to program him correctly. Yes, this will do it. A character from the novel will appear to him this very night.
Oh, okay.
What the hell? Is that a human fleshlight?
We zoom out. We see a popcorn bucket.
Oh, I see. Dune.
And we're back. Courtney Vinays, thank you so much for coming back to the show.
No, thank you for letting me say the phrase Golden Wii upwards of 2 dozen times.
We love it.
We loved it. Always a pleasure. Courtney, do you got anything you want to plug today?
Yeah, freaking stream on Twitch, nerds. So I don't know if you feel so inclined, you can find me at twitch.tv/Courtenberry.
Nice. You can follow me on X at @Nick_Costanza, at @NickCostanza on everything else. You can also follow the podcast at Reactivators on all the socials, and you can always rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Ty Lord?
Geishin up 69 on other things, Tyler SCH on Instagram. Follow the Patreon. We're a part of Super NPC Radio. A lot of good stuff happening over there. That's it.
This has been another episode of Reactivator. See you next time, little mama.